You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live on location in Wisconsin Rapids, the home of WFHR and WIRI on their 85th anniversary. Our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. And joining us via StreamYard from our nation's capital or just outside, Mr. Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor on the Lincoln Project. It is Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2025, and it's a great day to be with Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. We packed up the camel, put him in the back of the old Dodge Ram, and we made it here safe and sound and happy to be on location. We got to get to what's worse here in a moment, Trick V, but we are being joined by another one of the great staff members here at WFHR, Laura Berg, who is voice talent producer, co-host of a couple of different shows, is at the table here with us. Laura, welcome.
Yes, hi. Hello.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good. I've been here since 7.
Wow. That's incredible. Congratulations on your 85th anniversary. Very excited. Not yours, but the station's.
No, I personally have not been here for 85 years. But it is really, really cool to be able to celebrate 85 years at the station that I'm working at. It's really kind of neat.
Tell folks a little bit about yourself, Laura, where you grew up, what led you into radio and here at WFHR.
Well, I grew up in Nisita, Wisconsin, about an hour from here. I grew up in such a rural town that we only really got a couple of radio stations. And despite that, I still fell in love with radio and went to school for it right out of college. And then I got a little distracted getting married and having kids. And, you know, a few decades later, here we are. Hi.
It's great to
have you
here.
I've been here for a year and a half. I'm the head of production at the talk radio side at WFHR. I'm one of the regular voices on air on WIRI. I have my own shows that I produce and voice myself, one on FHR, one on IRI. And yeah.
Give us the lowdown a minute each, if you could. I have two different shows, Burn Before Listening, love the title,
Thank you.
Red Folk and Blue.
Well, Burn Before Listening is on Sundays at 9 p.m. on WFHR, and it is basically a millennial music show. Mm-hmm. I cover music from 2000 to 2009. This past Sunday and this coming Sunday, it's a country music playlist. I just went ahead and made a two-parter because there's a lot of millennial country music out there that's worth covering. And then Red Folk and Blue is an Americana show that I do Saturday nights at 7 on WIRI. I focus on bluegrass, folk music, blues, a little bit of soul. You know, if it's American-ish, I'm playing it.
Trigvi, I know you were here last year with our friend Reed Galen, the president of the union. And, you know, I think what Laura, we hear these stories, Trigvi, as you and I travel around Wisconsin on what makes Wisconsin great tours. I mean, here's somebody, Laura, who grew up not that far away in Nacoosa. It's hometown people committing to where they grew up to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%, right? Like, I mean, and that's what's great about small communities like that. It's the continuation of generational understanding and knowledge and knowing people and knowing their families. And I mean, that's what makes Wisconsin great. One of the things.
No, I so agree. And Trigvi and I, Laura, like I said, we've been all over the state and lucky to have that opportunity.
Yep.
But your story is unique to you in this place, but it's not necessarily, there are different Lauras in every community where they're like, hey, I want to give back and I don't want to go away to Milwaukee or Madison or whatever. And, you know, I grew up in Richland Center. I went back to Richland Center. I still am fortunate enough to get to go back once in a while. What does this part of the state, Nacoosa Rapids, the central part of the state, as you talk to people right now around the state of Wisconsin that aren't from here, what do you think people miss about Nacoosa and Rapids and this part of the state? What are they not understanding?
The thing about central Wisconsin is it's just about the land here. People aren't caught up in a lot of things. They're here because they love what it looks like here. Mm-hmm. They like being within a 10-minute distance from the nearest state park. They like being within walking distance of the Wisconsin River so they can go fishing. I grew up, like I said, in Nisida. I was right by the Nisida Wildlife Refuge, which is a huge deal. It's where the whooping cranes come back every summer. People in central Wisconsin love the nature of Wisconsin. They love Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And the other thing that captures me, we talked about at the top of the show, is that you've got folks here, community service organizations. You got the VFW next to an ecumenical table of pastors who have rainbow shirts on. This is everybody is accepted. You have a Mexican food truck back here, which are the tacos were fantastic, by the way.
I had a torta. Highly recommend. Right? Great stuff.
But I think this, to me, as someone who also grew up in a smaller town, Rapids bigger than Richland Center by about 5,000 people or so. But I think that there's this misnomer that we can't have diversity in small towns. We can't all get along. But what brings us together, agree or disagree, Laura, what you said, the outdoors, conservation, the land.
I'm going to echo what Mel said this morning on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. She said we have a lot more in common than we have that's different. And in central Wisconsin, we learn that every day because, I mean, I'm sorry to break it to everybody, but it's already diverse here.
Right.
I mean, we don't have this taco truck by coincidence. These people are from town.
Right.
They're at all of the events, and they're just as much a part of this community as everybody else, and they make excellent tacos.
Great taco, yeah, absolutely.
You realize that what really matters is that your neighbors are okay and you're okay, no matter what your neighbor is. And if you reach out that hand and get to know them, it's the whole town's going to be better for it. The whole community is going to be better for it.
Well, you nailed it, I think. Understanding our friends and neighbors is a trick. We've talked about that so many times. It's you got to take time to listen to people that might be a little different than you, but you can find commonalities, Trigby, if we just listen to one another.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? Like, most people want to do the right thing. And I just think, you know, most people don't go about their daily lives consumed with what kind of hat they wear. Most people in Wisconsin wear green and gold, not red or blue hats.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Packer fans through and through. Laura, anything we haven't asked you yet? You want to make sure people know either about you, the show, FHR?
Oh, gosh, probably not. Also, my brain is dead today. So
you've been here a long time.
Yep.
And if people are listening to us on FHR or any of our other stations and want to make the trip over, you're here until 6 o'clock tonight.
We are here until 6 o'clock tonight. And I also would just like to say thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for stopping by. Thank you for what you do,
absolutely.
Laura. You're a part of what makes Wisconsin great and part of what makes Civic Media great. So thank you so much.
So are you, Todd.
Oh, too nice. Laura Berg, everybody, one of our great voice talent producers and co-hosts here at WFHR and WIRI here in central Wisconsin. Thanks, Laura. We appreciate that. And it's now 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, but involved is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here in Wisconsin Rapids for their 85th anniversary. Trigby Olson joining us from the nation's capital. All right, Trigby, the category today as we got on the road. As people say, didn't Tommy used to say there are two kinds of seasons in Wisconsin, winter and road construction? So today's category is what's worse, road construction or potholes? Road construction or potholes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, road construction or potholes? Also, Terry Barr, the one, the only, the Emmy Award winning Terry Barr, co-host of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night from 6 until, I believe, 9 now, or 6 until 10 on WMDX, also available on the Civic Media app. Terry weighs in, says 85 years of local radio. Congratulations to WFHR. course, you can hear Terry Barr's Slice of Wisconsin stories on WFHR across the Civic Media Radio Network as well. All right, what's worse, road construction or potholes? Trigby, do you want to go first?
I'd like to hear from some listeners.
He wants to.
I already know my answer.
Okay, very good.
And I'm just happy Terry Barr is still listening to us after I had her on. You know, I had her on for a whole hour when I co-hosted.
I heard that. And you guys were magical together.
Oh my God, she's a rock star.
She is a rock star. Gosh, she knows her music
so
too. She
yeah,
knows her
oh
rock
my
music.
God. Aaron, did we have a good conversation about music?
Yeah, it was great. And
yeah, I want to go on her show and talk music sometime.
I'm sure she would love
in fact,
him, yeah.
It was such a great thing because not only did we get talking about like big bands, but then she knows so much about the Wisconsin music scene.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone more connected to the, you know, local Wisconsin music scene than Terry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she knows it so well. Yeah, really cool. Anyway,
what's worse,
back
potholes
to potholes and road construction.
Road construction or potholes, what's worse, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark is on the phone. Mark, road construction or potholes, what's worse?
Well, first I'll say potholes, you know, and that's, you know, really not the reason I called it. This is that I wanted to... You guys are all rock stars, and that. But as Trigby was pointing out, I mean, that it is just shocking to me the absolute failure that Donald Trump's education apparently was when it comes to the Constitution, because the preamble of the Constitution lays out that, you know, that it's we the people in order to form a more perfect union, and which is it's different from the Confederate Constitution preamble, which is each state, you know, each state in its own sovereign nation. Actually, the actual union of the United States was actually stronger because we recognize it's we the people forming a union rather than the southern states were supplying a permanent government. But, I mean, It is just shocking that Donald Trump does not seem to grasp the whole Constitution. His admiration of dictators is telling, and that...
Right. Well, and thanks for the call, Mark. I really appreciate it. I'm kind of up against the clock right now. But, yeah, I mean, we know that, you know, he had a copy of Mein Kampf on his bedstand. So when you're reading that at night, I mean, it's no wonder that he wants to talk less about slavery in the Smithsonian and American Museums. And as Trigby and I said in the first hour, totally disagree with that. I think it's a dangerous road. Back to matters at hand. So Mark is in for potholes is worse. What's worse, road construction or potholes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brett, listening in Brown Deer, Wisconsin on AUK, says potholes are worse. I like it when they are fixing the roads and I can slow down and prepare for construction. Potholes can really mess up your car. Well, that's certainly true, right? It could be,
Hold on. I have a counterpoint on that. Construction can really mess up you getting to where you need to go by the time you need to get there.
Well, that's true too, right? that can slow you down.
I'm not tipping my hand, though.
Are you going to give your answer after the break?
No, I'm still waiting for listeners to give me some.
Well, we only have 35 seconds, so.
So you want to stay.
Potholes are worse because road construction is about fixing the potholes, so I don't even understand this question again.
Says the grumpy old man, get off my lawn. All right, thank you, Trigby. We appreciate you as always, my friend. Wish you were here. Hope to get on the road soon with you.
All right, see you, Todd.
All right, that's Trigby Olson.
I texted the person you wanted me to text.
God love you.
Because that's what I am, your executive assistant.
That's so not true. All right, come on back. What's more, what's worse, live from Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A little Willie Nelson for you. We are indeed on the road again, coming at you, the Todd Allball Show, live from Wisconsin Rapids today on the 85th anniversary of WFHR, our great news talk stations up here in Wisconsin Rapids, as well as WIRI, the great country station here as well. So thankful to have the hosts here to have let us do the show. Big parking lot party going on until 6 o'clock tonight. If you're in the area listening to us on FHR, or if you want to take a little drive this afternoon, come on in here to Wisconsin Rapids, and you can get a great taco, street taco behind us. You can get an elephant ear, a funnel cake. You can throw an axe. There's brats and hamburgers. Also, the VFW people are here. We got a family center, tables for the aging or senior citizens, all kinds of great community things to learn, fun to be had here at the parking lot party for the 85th anniversary of WFHR. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Todd here on location in Rapids, and Zomer's back at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson for sticking around for hour two. We're doing a little what's worse for you today. Road construction or potholes. Road construction or potholes. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. My youngest niece, my favorite youngest niece, Isabel, watching. And this is very big, Zomers, because, you know, she doesn't watch me on the regular. She doesn't, well, she doesn't she tune in on the regular. By the way, I was on the way up here. I had to pull over for gas, and I pulled over next to an Arby's. And this was a sign for my youngest niece. It said, the sign said, quote, low key, our cordon bleu slaps. I thought that was pretty good. Low key, our cordon bleu slaps. All right. Isabel says, I think construction is worse because it slows down traffic. Potholes are kind of fun to dodge. I like playing Mario Kart. It's like playing Mario Kart. Don't tell that to Grandma Linda. She will not approve of that. All right, Isabel? I would say no. my sister, her mother thinks potholes are worse because they can surprise you. Usually, there are signs for construction. Keyword. Right. Usually.
That's also the point of Tyler in Columbia County, who listening on WMBX, who texted him, if we add the word surprise in front of both, surprise potholes are worse than surprise road construction because one of them is going to cause damage to my car.
Well, that's true, too. All right, what's worse, road construction or potholes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening in beautiful Brookfield, says you can avoid potholes, but not road construction. So road construction is worse. Plus, I've hit fresh tar through road construction. It splashed on my car. I've had that too. That's terrible. That's not fun at all. Sean, one of our great drivers and friends in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says potholes are terrible, but the construction can ruin my route. Construction is worse. Well, yeah, if you're trying to make deliveries and got a clock, I mean, you don't want construction. Roger in Stevens Point, not too far away from where we're at here in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. Roger in Point says potholes are worse. Never know when you're going to hit one. He says, I tuned into 97.5 FM here in Point. Been a 50-year-old plus listener of WFHR. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that, Roger, for your longtime listenership of WFHR, where we are at today. Len in Madison, listening on WMDX, says potholes are worse than road construction. Potholes won't go away without road construction. Road construction will go away when the job is completed. Do we do Tom and New Berlin saying Scott holes are worse?
Meaning, yeah, I like
Scott
that one.
Walker. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
David
New
Berlin. All right, now we're caught up. All right, so yeah. So what's worse, road construction or potholes, Aaron Zomers?
I think I am going to have to go with road construction because both of them are a fact of life in Wisconsin. Because, you know, water gets into the roads and then it freezes and it cracks. And that's right. just going to happen every year. It sucks, but that's how it works. Potholes, unless the road is just a series of potholes, you can usually drive around. Road construction, as some people have said, usually takes a long time and you can't drive around it without changing your route significantly. And so unless it's well signed ahead of time and you have time to plan and know when you need to leave early for stuff, I think road construction is worse.
All right. I'm going to say opposite, actually. I'm going to say potholes are worse because oftentimes I don't see them in time, and then you get that funk where it knocks the filling out of my teeth. and it can mess up the alignment in your car. And yeah, I'm not a fan of road construction, but you deal with it. It's just one of the things you deal with in Wisconsin, where potholes, I mean, it could just, you know, you can blow out a tire or misalign the car or truck or whatever. So I would rather see the construction work being done. That's my answer.
It does need to be done. However, I can't help but respond in a way I imagine your niece might to you saying that potholes are worse and say, get good. Skill issue.
Is that what they say? All right, get good.
Get good is probably falling out of favor in favor of skill issue.
All right. It's Gen X or Gen Z and Gen Y speak here on the All Ball Show today. What's worse, road construction or potholes? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also of note today, by the way, while we wait for any more responses, and many thanks to Dave in New Berlin for reminding us that today happens to be Jim in Brookfield. Jim in Brookfield. George Webb delivering on their free hamburger giveaway today for our listeners in Milwaukee area on WAUK says, I just collected mine with two friends. The line was only 20 minutes long. George Webb was very organized. Well, congrats. And a reminder, other people are saying this too. If you go to George Webb for that free burger, buy something else from him to say thanks and tip generously. Going to be a tough day for those people at George Webb. We thank them for making good on their burgers. Come on back to Wisconsin Rapids. It's the Todd Allball Show on location at WFHR on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids in the central part of the state at the studios just outside of WFHR, WIRI. It's the 85th anniversary of WFHR. Going to talk to Kinkin Kelly in just a moment from Cracked.com on Stephen Colbert being canceled. There's all kinds of television news. There's political news. We'll sort it all out with Kinkin in just a minute. But first, sitting here at the table and already Roger watching on Facebook says, Pam is a legend, unquote. Also, our own Carol, our traffic director back at the world headquarters in Civic Media says hello. We have at the table Pam Hilke, who is the traffic manager here at WFHR and WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids. Pam, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show this afternoon.
Well, it's great to be here. You were on with us when we were up here last fall, yes, late October. Yes. Much warmer today.
That's what I was thinking. nice, beautiful day. The sun's coming out here, and what a better day to have a party, right?
Absolutely.
I know.
For people that didn't listen last year, tell folks a little bit where you grew up and what led you to WFHR.
Well, I grew up right here in Wisconsin Rapids, lived here all my life. I just kind of stumbled into radio. I was not planning a radio career. Mm-hmm. I had just received a degree in accounting, 2-year degree in accounting, and a month later, here was an opening in WFHR, the little hometown radio station in Rapids, for a traffic manager.
And tell people who aren't familiar with radio, when they hear traffic, they think stoplights. Tell people what traffic means in radio land and how it's changed in your time here at FHR.
Well, traffic is managing or making sure that all the commercials that are scheduled to air on our radio stations actually do get scheduled and logged. We have official logs that we create in the afternoons for the next day and the next days and the next days, and making sure that the commercials are logged, that they're copy, which is the audio part, which is synced to certain, they're all identified by a copy number. Mm-hmm. All that is all synced together and lands on the official log for the next day, and make sure our systems play the commercials. And yes, it has changed over the years.
You and I were talking before the show, when we both started radio, everything was on paper. And,
right.
and now there might be some paper used, but now it's all, of course, digital and computerized.
That's for sure. Right. Right. When I first started, it was totally different and everything was. But.
And very quickly here, what's your best memory, or what? I guess it's probably hard to choose a best one, but give us a memory of your time here at FHR in terms of what this station means to you and the community, Pam.
I think it's just being part of the community and just the people, the listeners, are what make your station successful, and just being part of that community and know that you're, you know, you've got listeners out there and doing things hopefully that they enjoy, putting our entertainment on, our sports, on our music. I guess that, and for me, just all the people that I've worked for, worked for and worked with over the years, that's a lot of good memories.
Well, you're certainly a part of what makes Civic great, what makes WFHR great, and we could not do our job on the on-air side without you and all the people behind the scenes, because literally you're making sure that our sponsors, our partners who are paying the money to have their ads put on the air, which pays all our salaries and keeps us on the air, you're making sure all that lines up. So thank you, Pam, for what you and all the folks in traffic do for this company. We really appreciate you. All right, thank you very much, Pam.
Okay, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure, Pam Hilke, everybody. One of our great people here at WFHR, the 85th anniversary of this fine station. We might talk to one more person here before the end of the show in terms of FHR as well. But right now we turn our attention to the entertainment world. No better person to keep us up to speed on that. He is a writer-editor for Cracked.com, Mr. Keegan Kelly, who joins us via StreamYard. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
It's always a pleasure, and you know you've touched on one of my all-time favorite subjects in terms of late-night television. As you know, I'm a huge Letterman fan, certainly a Colbert fan as well, and you know, recently Paramount Global via CBS decided to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And this came shortly after Colbert had gone after Trump and his own company, Paramount and CBS, for doing a settlement with the Trump administration over, and we don't need to get too far down the politics, but it was over a 60-minute piece in which Trump claimed that the interview with Kamala Harris on 60 Minutes was edited to misrepresent that. When it all came out, it was clear that didn't happen, but yet Paramount decided to pay $16 million to Trump's so-called presidential library, quote-unquote, because they needed the merger with Paramount and Skydance to go through Trump's FCC, and so the allegation is that this was essentially a bribe by Paramount to get Trump to do this, and not too long after this went through, Paramount said, hey, Stephen, you're done. Do I have that about right, Keegan Kelly?
You do. The timeline is a little iffy there on when exactly the FCC approved this merger. I believe that Colbert cancellation came shortly before that. And, you know, depending on who you're talking to and who's connecting the dots, that timeline is very important because a lot of people speculated that the FCC was, as Colbert suggested, doing Trump's bidding and holding up this multi-billion-dollar acquisition deal by Skydance Media to acquire Paramount Global and thus everything underneath its umbrella, including CBS. But beyond that, that's basically what happened. Colbert criticized Paramount. He criticized Trump for years. Weeks later, he gets the axe, as does the entire Late Show franchise, disappointingly for Colbert fans and for Letterman fans, because that, of course, was his, where we fell in love with him. And it's a huge blow to his legacy as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Letterman's spoken out of this and has not been particularly kind when it came to his former employer at CBS we can't say all the words on broadcast radio, but he said you can't have CBS without BS, basically. So we know where Letterman stands on this. How long did, speaking of Keegan Kelly at Cracked.com, how long did Colbert have left on his deal, Keegan?
So he and The Late Show are going to stick around in their time slot until May 2026. And that was a big part. Industry insiders had been speculating for a long time leading up to the cancellation that, you know, the extension talks between him and CBS were going to play a part in this acquisition deal, that maybe in a move to appease Trump and the FCC that they were going to end that contract. And what do you know, that's exactly what happened, just as the insiders predicted.
So The CBS claim, Paramount claimed that The Late Show, correct me if I'm wrong on the figure, was losing $40 million a year, and that this had nothing to do with the merger with Skydance. It was all about that they just couldn't lose $40 million a year. What is your reporting found on that, Keegan? Is there some truth to that? Is it in the middle? What's your thoughts?
It's hard to nail down the exact number because they don't. You know, they really have no reason to release the real numbers, but I find it hard to believe that The Late Show was losing $40 million a year, because I find it hard to believe that The Late Show was spending $40 million a year. I mean, this is, they own the soundstage, they own all the cameras already, it's in the same place every night. I mean, that number to me is a little ludicrous, and other members of the late night community have been similarly critical. Like Jimmy Kimmel, for example, was like, there's no way. That makes no sense. Because it's no secret that the late night industry has been kind of lagging behind the rest of the entertainment world. But Colbert was one of the top performers leading up to this cancellation decision. So it doesn't make sense that Colbert would be the big failure, the big loser there, when guys like Kimmel himself, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, all these people are chugging along business as usual.
Well, yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, over at the old late night franchise on NBC, Seth Meyers, I mean, Universal basically said, look, we got to cut costs here, and so they got rid of his live band, right?
Yeah, and I find it hard to believe that Colbert's musical accompaniment is costing them eight figures a year. So I don't really understand how.
Yeah, I know that, and you follow this stuff a lot closer than I do in the industry, but I mean, I know that if you look at, say, Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, or even Kimmel, they have larger digital footprints. That was the big thing with James Corden, right? When he had The Late Late Show after Colbert, he had this huge, with the carpool karaoke and Crosswalk Broadway stuff. I mean, that was very Instagrammable, very TikTok-ish. I'm probably using all these in the wrong context, but they had a large digital footprint. Colbert, not so much.
That's true. He was definitely a more buttoned-down, traditional late-night host. He still is. I shouldn't talk about him in the past tense just yet, but it's definitely true that he kind of resisted that urge to play to the YouTube channel, to play to Twitter, and they didn't have the kinds of segments that the people who did succeed in this modern era of late night had. So there's certainly some truth that Colbert was maybe of a different era of late night, but going forward, CBS is pulling out of the late night game entirely. So they're not trying to modernize, they're just giving up.
Yeah, and that's what I find so very interesting because, as you know, and maybe our listeners that don't follow this stuff as much as you and I do, I mean, for a long time, I mean, CBS flirted with Pat Sajak back in the 90s. That lasted, what, 1 or 2 years at most? And then they had nothing. And then, Les Moonves at CBS made the big deal for Letterman because NBC passed over Letterman when Johnny Carson retired for Jay Leno. And Letterman in the historic thing went, they brought back the Ed Sullivan Theater that was in disrepair. They fixed it up for Letterman. They brought on Milwaukee native Tom Schneider to follow Letterman on the Late Late Show. So you're absolutely right. It was Letterman who re-energized late night at CBS. And of course, Letterman for a while was number one, then dipped down below Leno. And now how many years has it been? I mean, it's been quite a run for Colbert at the top of late night, right?
Yeah, I think it's been 10 years now. I might not have that timeline correct. He's been successful in that time slot, and he's been competitive on a nightly basis. It concerns me that even a front runner like this, someone who's leading the ratings night in, night out, maybe not in late night as a whole, but in his time slot specifically, that the prevailing narrative coming out of CBS is even that's not enough. that even that is somehow this huge burning, this huge hole in their pocket, which, as we've already discussed, I don't know if that figure's reliable, but it does. Yeah. It's not good for late night that even that can't stick around.
No, I mean, I know you're a big Conan fan as well. I mean, Conan said here what this week on some podcast or program, he thinks that late night as a whole will be gone within 5 years. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. Maybe late night as he knows it.
All right, very good. Hold that thought, Keegan. Come back more with Keegan Kelly on the other side. We are talking about the demise of late night, or the late show, I should say, with Stephen Colbert. It's the All Ball Show live on location. Not our demise yet. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location in Wisconsin Rapids, the home of WFHR and WIRI. It's the 85th anniversary coming up on WFHR. We've been here on location. The block party, the parking lot party, goes until 6 o'clock tonight. So if you're in the Rapids area or you want to get in the car, the truck, whatever it is, the SUV, the UVV, the horse, whatever you want to do, come here to Rapids to the studios. We'll be in the parking lot until 6 o'clock. Great food, great community activities and tables. Learn about all kinds of different community events here. And stop by and meet the staff of WFHR and have some great sweet treats as well. Right now we're talking to Keegan Kelly, editor, or writer and editor at crack.com, on the Late Show cancellation and Stephen Colbert. Keegan, I asked you right before the break there, Conan O'Brien has said he's predicting, the former host of Late Night and also the Tonight Show, he thinks within 5 years or so there won't be any late night programming on network television, or maybe even any television at all. You said you disagreed. Why?
I disagree for a few reasons. First of all, despite the financial problems that shows like The Late Show have been having in recent years, and maybe their struggle to adapt to the digital age, they provide a value to not just their channel, but their parent company that doesn't show up on the balance sheet. And that is, 4 or 5 times a week, they get 2 or 3 big stars from, you know, movies, TV shows, whatever it is, and they get to promote their movie, their TV show, tell a little anecdote, and provide this very valuable marketing. Now, all of these channels at this point, they're owned by Disney, they're owned by Paramount, whatever it is, those companies still need that cross-brand synergy. They still need to be able to get the word out about their movies, about all of these non-late night projects. So even if they do lose money, at the end of the day, there's value there for these giant companies that can frankly afford to lose a couple million for some extra marketing. And another reason why I don't think late night as a whole is going to disappear, which is a little darker, is that while critics of Trump, like Colbert and maybe even Kimmel, if Trump gets his way, might be falling off of network television, there's another big name that's only been rising, and that is Greg Gutfeld. Fox has been a major power player in the late night comedy industry. Greg Gutfeld, as he'll remind everyone who will listen, he leads the ratings in the late night genre. What he won't say is that his show is an hour and a half before everyone else's, so he doesn't have to compete in the time slot because his viewers are already asleep when Colbert comes on the air. But Fox is actually doing very well in their foray into late night, and I don't think that's disappearing anytime soon.
All right, Keegan, give us 1 minute, if you can. Where do you feel that Stephen Colbert is going to land after a late night, or the late show goes off the air in the spring?
He's going to have a podcast. I promise you now, you're going to be competing with Colbert.
He's going to have a podcast and a radio show? Well, look, I'll say right now on behalf of this company, if Colbert wants to join Civic Media, he's got a home. He's got a home.
I'd love that. I think that's perfect.
Keegan, we love having you on. Thank you so much for your time and adjusting with our on-location situation here. You can find all of Keegan's work at crack.com. Thank you very much, Keegan. We'll have you back on soon.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
Always a pleasure. Keegan Kelly, everybody. And now turning our attention closer to home, literally next to me here at the table at WFHR. She is one of the great voice talents here. Beth Halfhager is at the table. Beth, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am absolutely great. Got about 3 minutes left here. Tell us a little bit about you and also about your experience at FHR.
I started with the company in October, and I started on WIRI as Dottie B, and I host the weekend, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. It's a show called Weekend Wake Up. And on Sundays from 10 to 11, I put together the Gospel Country Music Hour. So I try to celebrate the roots of gospel and country as they blend together. And then on the FHR side, I host a segment of the morning show on Monday mornings called The Kitchen's Open, which has been a lot of fun.
Do you actually cook on the show? Or
I don't actually cook, but I pick a topic and I research the topic. And then I do try to include recipes and things like that. Some of the things I do make at home and just to test it out. I was part of the sweet off that was going on today. I made some, make some cookies.
The cookies were fantastic.
Thank you.
They were really, really, I mean, there was nothing bad there on the table, by the way.
Right.
What did you grow up around this area, or?
I am a nomad. My father is a retired pastor. Mm-hmm. So we had lived in this area just outside of town. My dad served two congregations that were yoked together. Mm-hmm. But that was when I was 1 year old to 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so I moved back to the area with my family about 6 years ago. I'm also a full-time pastor. Mm-hmm. And so that church brought me into the area. My husband happens to work for the company as well, Seth Habhager. Mm-hmm. So he's been working, and when he said that they needed some voice talent for WIRI, I said, well, you know, we met doing theater. It's something I wanted to try. And so I auditioned and was able to get the job and have been having a ball doing it.
I think it's what you just said is so important, bringing people's faith community, cooking, theater. I mean, FHR to me is the quintessential community radio station because it brings folks together who might not always come together.
And we are proudly, I mean, we're locally grown radio is what we like to promote ourselves as, because we really are a part of the community. And I love what James does with the Rapids Report. He's intentional about making sure that we get our nonprofits on the air so that we can advertise what's going on in our community. At WIRI on the weekends, I'm always talking about, these are the events that are happening in our area. Go check this out. Go check this out. Here's a blood drive. Consider giving the gift of life at that. So it's great the way that we interact with our community, and the community is coming to interact with us today.
Well, Beth, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on the 85th anniversary. You can listen to Beth and everyone here at FHR and IRI on the Civic Media app for free, by the way. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in central Wisconsin, dial it up over the terrestrial radio.
That's right. Terrestrial. I heard you talking about that yesterday. That was news to me. It's good to know that.
Well, thank you. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Beth Halfbagger, one of the voice talents here at WFHR, WIRI. Thank you to the entire staff. Congratulations on 85 years. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olson, Melissa Kay, Pam Hilke. Who else we have? James. James
Maloff
as well. Thank you, Pam. And all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Wherever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Thanks to Zomers as well. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.